Prepare to Pivot is a series of conversations with Dr. Andrew Barnes, Dean of the School of the Arts, Communications, and Global Studies at York College of Pennsylvania. Dean Barnes talks with leaders in the college, YCP alums, and members of the York community about the importance of the liberal arts in preparing students to build careers where essential skills like critical and creative thinking, effective communications, and analytical reasoning make all the difference. And now, here's Dean Barnes.
Hi, this is Andy Barnes, and welcome back to Prepare to Pivot. Today, I have a really exciting guest. His name is Doug Henderson, and he's the co-founder of a film production company here in New York called Everything's Fire. And one of their sort of taglines on their website, at least, is an audience-focused independent film studio, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But I brought Doug in here. First of all, hi, Doug.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. Thanks.
Good.
The reason, you know, most of these podcasts so far have been focused on the liberal arts, saying, you know, trying to argue why the liberal arts are important, that the liberal arts give students essential skills that allow them, once they graduate, regardless of their degree, if they come to a point in their life and they want to change careers, they have those essential skills like creative and critical thinking, problem solving, teamwork, leadership that allows them to pivot. But, you know, I'm also, in addition to being the dean of liberal arts, I'm also the dean of arts. That's part of the school. And so I wanted to start talking to some people who are artists, who are not necessarily what we call liberal artists, but they're either visual or performing artists. Because we share, the liberal arts and the arts, the visual and the performance, share some of those same essential skills, even though like film and media is what we call pre-professional degree. Students who get degrees in film and media are expected to go out and work in the film and media industry. But it also gives them those skills that we are so essential for them, especially for a creative field where, and I have a degree, one of my degrees is in writing. You never know what's going to happen to you when you graduate, right? So you have to be able to pivot, figure out how to pivot, think creatively. So that's why I wanted to bring you in here today to sort of kick off this segment, this series of talks I'm doing on with creative people who are in the arts as opposed to just liberal arts. And I thought of you because I think what you're doing is pretty exciting. I think what you're doing for our film and media program is tremendously exciting. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about today. So first of all, give us your story. Who are you, Doug Henderson, and what are you doing here at York?
Oh, wow. Well, that's
a big one, right?
That's a simple question to answer. I am a guy having a human experience and trying to find the meaning in all of this to explain my suffering and to find something productive to do with it.
That's a true artist statement right there. That is a true artist statement.
No, I found my passion in my early 20s. I'll never forget it. I almost levitated out of my seat when I realized that actual human beings make the movies that we all enjoy. It was a weird thing because, of course, people make them, but for some reason, something clicked and it's like, oh, that's a job you can have.
Right.
This sounds great. Let me figure out how to get involved in this. So,
well, let me ask you, did you get a degree? Did you go to college?
No, I did not.
Cool. So you got a high school degree.
Yes.
And then you went out in the world to try to find yourself. And you fell into film,
well,
as it were. That's probably
fell into the job force. So, you know, I was lucky, I guess, because I had some ability and some skill. And I fell into a management position at a retail establishment right out of high school, which was good for me because my family really needed the income. Mm-hmm. So even though I was accepted to school, I turned down the offer to go and I took the job to help support my family and to stay close to home because my mom was very sick. You know, in 2008, when the economy went badly, retail was really hit hard and the universe gave me the gift of laying me off and allowing me to evaluate my life and what I really wanted out of it, because I definitely could have found myself stuck on a path that I didn't want to be on for a long time. And that's kind of when the idea of using my kind of natural creativity to forge a career in film came to me. So I used a lot of the skills that I learned in retail to move my career forward, actually. But It was definitely an interesting time getting started without any knowledge, without any experience. I didn't know anything about a camera. I didn't know anything about the jobs that were available to me. So I dove right in. I started out as an actor. I figured that that was going to be the easiest way for me to get on a film set, to volunteer on student films, and then get on set and then annoy everyone that would listen to me with as many questions as I could think
that
of.
That is awesome. So, well, you sort of embody that sort of spirit of the arts, right? Someone who's not afraid to think or to have introspection, someone who's not afraid to go out there and do, to try things, whether, you know, you think you're good at it or not, just go, hey, I got to figure this out. And that's that spirit of a sort of a, the soul of a true artist, I think.
Yeah, I think it really came from like a deeply rooted sense of responsibility for the outcomes that I have in my life. It hit me really hard in my early 20s. I was laid off from this job and it kind of all hit me really hard. Like, it's my job. It's my responsibility to make my way in this world. And I was going to do it no matter what. So I acted in nearly 100 short films.
Wow, I didn't
free,
know that.
All up and down the East Coast. And then a couple of feature films for free, just volunteering my services. And then whenever they would allow it, when I was done with my acting job, I would just be like, hey, can I stick around and move sandbags and see what I can learn from just being here? So that sort of approach to filmmaking really, really served me well. And it's the kind of thing that I'm encouraging the students here at York to do as they're endeavoring to enter into this field as well.
Well, that's a good segue. So how did you get involved? You're teaching a couple of classes here now. Yeah. I remember last semester you were teaching a special topics where you had a group of students taking this class, and they kind of divvied themselves up, or you divvied them up with someone was the director, someone was the writer, someone was the camera person, someone was sound maybe, and they had to produce a film. And I remember here at York, we went to the film room to see them. They were amazing. I was really impressed in a number of people. And I remember there was one student, I don't remember her name, but she was getting up talking about the film she did. And she said, similar to you, I think, that before she had done this, she was the director of this film. She didn't quite know what she wanted to do in life. But now that she had had this experience, she knows what she wants to do. And this program allowed her to do that. So how did you get involved with the YCP Film and Media Arts program?
Well, I think Dr. Olney and I connected a few years ago. I think the primary reason for the connection was to have myself and my business partner participate in a film series event.
We should probably call it Matt Neese. That he
Matt Neese, yes.
He can get some cred here on that.
Yes, Matt Neese is a wonderful human being and a extremely talented filmmaker. I've learned more from him than I've learned anywhere else in my career. I'm tremendously grateful to know him and to be able to collaborate with him. We connected with Dr. Olney to do a film series event, and we kind of started early in reaching out to him and trying to get involved with the film program here. We've realized, as we've endeavored to do bigger projects, feature films, we've done 7 of them now, that there was kind of a critical need, and that we could provide a lot of value to a university in getting involved in the film and media arts program. So we started those talks, and they were kind of ongoing for a couple of years. And then some other opportunities came up, and I reached out to Dr. Olney and said, hey, if we're going to do this, we got to do it. Like, I really want to. I care about the film industry in York. We really want to grow it here, but we've got to kind of make it happen if it's going to happen. And he enthusiastically embraced the idea and got us in here right away to teach that independent study. And I wasn't sure what to expect, but I'll tell you what, the students are amazing. They I told them within the first month of that course that they were inspiring me in ways that I could not have anticipated.
That's great.
So it really is a reciprocal relationship, and it's a really, really powerful thing to experience them diving in head first, experiencing these things, learning them firsthand, and watching them grow from last semester to this semester. It's been an amazing experience, and they're really great.
And we should say the film and media arts program here is really young. It's only 5 years old, and We started with five majors, and I think we have like 40 now or something close to 40. And five, that's amazing growth. You don't see that a lot in schools, and I'm expecting a lot more growth from that film. Let's back up a little bit. You and Matt have this production company called Everything's Fire. How did you start that company?
Well, we started that company actually after we produced our first feature film. We wanted to draw a line of differentiation between our corporate and commercial video production business and the feature films that we were anticipating producing. So we started that maybe 4 years ago, Everything's Fire started, and we're blessed to have been given a lot of opportunities to consistently make movies, even through the pandemic. And it has been a lot of fun and a great learning experience. And we're really looking forward to the continued growth of the company.
That's great. That's great. So you got involved, Dr. Olney, Ian sort of got you involved with this. So you taught last semester. You're teaching this semester. We're doing a complete revamp of the film and media arts to sort of grow this program. I'm looking closely at investors to put some money behind this because I think it's a hugely growth thing. So there is something going on here in York with film and media. This program is being fueled, and your organization is being fueled by something that's sort of bubbling up in York. What is that? What is that thing that's happening in this region that's attracting filmmakers? If you know.
Yeah, no. When we started talking about building the film industry in York, going on 10 years ago now, there was not a whole lot of people who were ready to buy in, you know? So it has been quite a long journey to establish ourselves and the idea of making movies here in York. And it is really, really rewarding to see that I think our community has hit a tipping point where it now feels inevitable. And some of the things that we have been saying for going on a decade now seem like they're for sure going to happen in the near future. I don't know what shifted. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's an industry that is exciting and challenging and requires a lot of hard work and dedication. And those are things that York is really known for. You know, we're innovators here. We're hardworking. We're blue-collar people. We find creative solutions to interesting problems, and we embrace those kind of challenges as a community. So it's not remotely surprising to me that the film industry is starting to blossom here. And I think the sky's the limit for York. You know, we have the democratization of the tools and the assets and the resources needed to make these films as technology evolves. And these opportunities are becoming available to those people that are willing to seize them. Yeah. So,
yeah, and I think it is part of a larger picture that's going on here, because the sort of artistic class here is growing. And I can see it. I haven't been here that long in York, but I saw it pretty quickly when I came here, that there is this artistic class that's here that's starting to make a huge difference. I'm going to have on my show shortly Kelly Gibson from the Cultural Alliance here in New York. She's talked about the same thing, about what is that investment in art to a community, and how the community sort of is rewarded by that sort of art investment. So I think part of the film and media, the reason it's sort of coming into its own, because this region, art and culture, is kind of coming into its own, especially over here in New York. But I also, you know, not too long ago, I talked to the film commissioner here in South Central PA, and he was also really, really up. The future looked really bright to him, but he also discussed that, you know, most of the sort of film money, that the tax credits we get, either go to Philly or Pittsburgh, and we're kind of left in the middle, trying to find other things. And I think that pressure is there too. But it's also, we have such sort of great assets to offer people who are doing film. So he does sort of see that as a bright spot in our future here.
Yeah. Speaking of the tax credits, you know, we've been in conversations for many years with legislators about some legislative reform, and working with some tentpole organizations in the community to try to find a way to more evenly distribute the available funds across the state. Mm-hmm. But we've done 7 feature films here without taking advantage of tax credits at all.
Oh, really?
So
how'd you get them here? Or how did you get the investors to sort of invest in your films? Is it just sort of, you know, hitting the pavement and obviously hard work?
It's, yeah, well, I can be kind of persuasive.
That's good.
That's one of my skills. But also, you know, just negotiating those terms and being really kind of steadfast and resolute in the idea that we can and should be trying to make our films locally. We've made films outside of the area as well, but we've also turned down opportunities to make films. We had a three picture deal on the table with a television station that you would know. And we turned that down because they wanted us to film in New Jersey or Connecticut for those three movies. And we really wanted to film it here. We were unable to negotiate different terms that would satisfy them. So we just turned it down and we walked away and we kept ourselves available and open for the opportunity to do something here over that year and a half span that we would have been doing those three films. So it's a dedication to the community and a bigger vision that really drives those kinds of decisions with our company.
So what do you sort of see as the future of film and filmmaking here in the area? What is your hope, I guess, for what film can do for this area?
Well, I'm so used to speaking about it in economic terms. So yeah. The film industry, while it is creatively rewarding and involves a lot of, you know, the arts and liberal arts things that we're talking about, it's also an incredibly economically viable career path for people. I have a couple statistics here. So the film and television industry supports 2.4 million jobs and pays $186 billion in total wages annually, and comprises over 122,000 small businesses, or businesses, 92% of which are small businesses. Wow. With 10 or fewer employees. So it's a really, really special kind of industry because it's a creative industry that has a lot of money flowing through it, and it creates a lot of opportunities for artists of all kinds to get involved and build a career path for themselves. So when I talk about the film industry, I talk about all kinds of different jobs, most of which the average person who's not involved in the industry doesn't think about. But a production is not just employing directors and cinematographers and actors and editors. It's also employing caterers and accountants and lawyers and drivers and carpenters and electricians. And there's so many secondary and tertiary ripple effects of the economic impact of a movie being produced here. And that's really what drives us to want to make these movies here, because we want to make an impact in our hometown. So looking towards the future, I think about a 10, 20, $30 million a year annual impact on our town as we produce more and more films here. And as we educate and teach the students at York College how to do what we did and watch them go out into the world and make their movies, I just really think over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see this industry really blossom here. And it's going to be a really beautiful thing, not just for the economics, but also for the morale of the community. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind me going on a little bit of a tangent.
Yeah, go for it.
One of the things I realized in retrospect was a really impactful thing in my life. When I was 12 years old, I grew up outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And when I was 12, a movie came to town. It was called Lucky Numbers. It starred John Travolta and several others. And for the 3 or 4 weeks that they were here filming, my God, the town was abuzz. Everybody was talking about it. I saw John Travolta at the 7-Eleven. Like it was all anybody could talk about. And when I look back on that, it was like I realized that the presence of Hollywood in our town made us feel seen and recognized in a way that was really crucial and important. And it gave the entire town a morale boost. And I think that that's part of the reason why I've kind of attached myself to York, because when I got here, I saw the beautiful potential of this town. And I saw all of these incredibly talented and motivated people who were aspiring for bigger things in York. And I wanted to be a part of making an impact on the town. And I really think that the film industry and other creative industries change the way that people perceive where they live. It's a validating thing to turn on Netflix and see a drone shot of the skyline of your city. And I just think that the impact that can be made by us and or by other filmmakers here locally can't really be measured in strictly economic value. It's a really beautiful, hard to describe thing that happens when you make a movie here.
That's interesting because, you know, I came here from New York City where I lived for 27 years, you know, it's filming everywhere. And if you're a true New Yorker, like everyone tries to be, you kind of walk by the set and just kind of ignore it because, you know, we're too cool for school when it comes to that filming. But I think you're right. When in a smaller town, when someone comes and you just see, it's like, yeah, we kind of are seen. I think that I like this sort of partnership we're developing between you guys and the media, film and media arts program, because you also embody what is at core of a York College education, that is experiential learning. You're giving students not only in the classroom what, you know, the knowledge you need, but they're going out and they're doing exactly what they might be doing when they graduate. And that's what's so key here. And this is why I think also film and media is such a program that's growing quickly. And I think it's going to continue growing quickly. And our partnership is going to be great. Okay, I have to ask you a question. What's your favorite film?
Oh, well, it's
is that gonna, a bad? That's a bad question.
It's going to change. By the time this airs, I'll probably have a different answer. But I would say...
I know. I'm sorry. About
can I
that.
Give two?
Yeah, you can give two.
Okay,
you
so
can do whatever.
I'm a big fan, and I've studied intensively the works of David Fincher as a director. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I really am enjoying watching The Social Network, which is the story of the creation of Facebook.
Right.
And in particular, on the Blu-ray, anybody who's interested, go get the Blu-ray because the special features, there's like a 2-hour long making of documentary on that thing. And if you can watch that and not want to go make a movie, you're not human. It's so great. I've watched it over and over again, and I love that film. And if I had to pick this is like a close second or maybe a tied for first. I really love A Ghost Story.
Oh, wow.
From A24. Yeah. It's a really beautifully constructed film, very esoteric and deep, and it just kind of tickles that art film thing for
that's
me.
Kind of cool.
It just works for me. So
that's cool. And what advice would you give to sort of students who are interested in film or parents who are kind of talking to students who are interested in film? What kind of advice would you give them?
Oh, how much time do we got?
Well, we got probably another few seconds.
Listen, there's this idea in the film industry. There's a couple of kind of toxic ideas that people have about entering this industry. One of which is that only 1% of 1% of people who endeavor to get involved in this industry, quote unquote, make it. And that's just flagrantly untrue. This industry is comprised of all kinds of talented people doing all kinds of jobs. And, you know, you can start off thinking that you want to be a screenwriter and come to school and find out actually you love being a first AC and you have a knack for pulling focus and you fall in love with it and the challenge of it and boom, you're set for a career. You could come here thinking that you want to be a director and in reality you find out that being a production sound mixer is really up your alley and there's just so many opportunities to find a career in the film industry. Yes, you can be an actor. Yes, you can be a director. Yes, you can win the Best Picture Academy Award for producer, but you don't have to build a career here. Right. So to parents who have students that are interested in going into this field, look at the industry as a whole, and you'll find that your daughter or son has an opportunity to make a big impact on the world and to do something that they love and care about. And even if it goes against your idea of a solid career path, like just trust that process because if they love it, they're going to find their way for sure. It's 100% true.
And I have to say, this is the story I hear from everybody who's coming in here to talk. You know that parents and students and their children to find their passion and to follow that passion. And if you can follow that passion and get a degree, what you're passionate about, the jobs and the money will come.
Yeah.
If you kind of do. And I think what's also special about the program here at York is that you know, if you want to be a film student, you can go to NYU, you can go to USC, you can go to whatever. Here you get a lot of personal attention and everybody's going to be shooting. Everybody's going to be working with industry people like you. And I think that's sort of a sort of key to here. That's why a lot of students come here, because they get personal attention. They get they're working with the principals, as it were, and the professors here, and I think that's an awesome thing for them.
I can't speak to what the educational experience is at other institutions, but I know that something really special is happening here. I've only been here for a semester and a month now, and the amount of growth that I've seen these students exhibit over that time is unbelievable to me. And, you know, they deserve so much praise for embracing this industry and pushing themselves. We had some students over the summer go and compete in a 48-hour film challenge in Baltimore, and it was their first time ever doing that. And with something like 40 teams competing, they took third place.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing. And I'm just so proud of those students for taking the initiative, creating a team, putting together the resources, working their tails off, and they won the audience award, and they won third place best film. They were nominated for best cinematography.
Wow.
And beyond just those awards and accolades, they got the experience of doing that. So in the process of doing it, they became better at their craft, because you can't make a movie and not learn something.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you know, because of you and Ian and Matt, the administration, me and the administration, we see the potential here. And that's why we're investing in filming. That's why we're going out and looking for people to invest in this program, because I think it will be the largest program in my school, at least. I have no doubt that it will be. But especially if we find people to fund it, people come in to fund it. And I know they're out there. I know that people are into film and media. They see the future. They see what its value is to students and to the community as well. And we're totally committed to this here at York.
By the way, I just want to take the opportunity to express my gratitude for that. Since the day I arrived here on campus, I have felt just warmly embraced and supported by the entirety of the administration. And it's just really nice to come into an environment and just instantly be part of the team. And every challenge that I've come up against as I've worked with the students, the school has had my back. You guys have supported me 100% all the way. And it's been a really, really wonderful experience to be here. So I'm very grateful for that mentality from you and the rest of the administration, because I see how that is positively impacting our students on a daily basis. So it's just really wonderful. So thank you for that.
Hey, no problem. Doug, thanks for coming in and talking with me today. And I'm really looking forward to what you guys do in this program. It's going to be pretty fantastic, I think.
I'm excited about it, too. So thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
This program is produced in the studios of WVYC-FM, the voice of York College, and produced by WVYC radio station manager Jeffrey Schiffman. Join Dean Barnes monthly for these ongoing conversations about essential skills in the liberal arts.